Glenn is good enough to join us. Glenn, I appreciate your flexibility from yesterday. Obviously, the events and the death of Donte Wright caused us to focus our coverage on that story, and it still is a large part of what we're doing. But certainly, you and your business and the potential sale of the Timberwolves in Lynx means a lot to a number of people, and I appreciate you coming on, as always. As it stands today, do you feel like this is pretty much a done deal? Or how would you classify it as you're in this 30-day exclusive window?
Well, as you know, nothing is for sure. But if you were going to put it on a possibility, I would certainly put it in the range of 80% for sure that it's going to get done. At this point, I don't know of any reasons it wouldn't get done. Everything has gone along so fast, so well, that I can only see it proceeding and getting done. You know, hopefully it would get done in 30 days. If it looks like it is going to get done and needs to take a little longer, that won't be a problem.
So you just said you don't know what could stop us. You believe you've agreed on the large parameters. You've obviously been in numerous transactions, large sizes before. You've talked about selling the team off and on for a number of years. Is there any realistic scenario where you think this would stop?
Well, the only thing I can even think of right now is that between these two guys, that they would change their mind or something like that. And they sure don't act like that. I mean, they are really enthused about it. We had them up in the cities yesterday, and they've met the employees, and everything was positive. So it'd have to be something very unusual like that.
Reports are saying the figure is $1.5 billion. Is that correct?
Correct.
Was that the number that you settled on in all of your negotiations, and how did you arrive at that figure?
Well, that is the figure. I met with four different parties and basically said this is the figure that it would take to buy it and work from there. And the figure is just sort of based upon what I thought the value might be. It's, you know, it's hard to explain it any other way.
Did the league give you guidance on that number also, or did you just feel like, listen, I've been running this since 1994. I know the market. I know the number.
Well, no, the league didn't do that. But, you know, Phoenix was just, or not Phoenix, Utah was just sold, you know, not too long ago. And, of course, you know, that is a team we can compare ourselves to.
Glenn Taylor is with us. We're talking about the potential sale with Mark Loria and Alex Rodriguez. How did they first approach you, Glenn?
Well, through two different areas, their names came up, and then their names were forwarded to me by these people saying that these guys were interested. I had not known them up until this point, so we called them and just said that, you know, found out if they were interested. Was it legit? Did they understand? Do they want to meet? And from that, they said, yeah, they were really interested. And first, we set up a Zoom meeting, you know, that I met with both of them over and talked to them, and then eventually invited them here to our house and a couple of times, and it all happened in a week, so it was pretty condensed. Liked them as soon as I was talking to them, liked them, the story, liked their background, liked their enthusiasm, liked that they would challenge the club in ways of things that they've experienced in their own lives. Alex, in, you know, playing sports, seeing good leadership, and you know, as coaches and stuff like that there. And Mark, in his ability to start up some companies that were very, very successful, to grow them understanding technology, understanding marketing. Everything was positive, and so by Saturday, you know, we had a deal that was all done.
So about how long were the actual negotiations? I get that they're not done yet, right? And you talked about 80% and feeling like you would be very surprised if it fell apart. But was this within a week? I mean, how long did the process take?
No, I'd say a week. And what we have done is take all the major things, and which would be price and timetable and payment terms and things like that, and have put it into a document, and everybody has signed it. So we have addressed all the major issues. Now we take that and get a contract and give it to the lawyers and the accountants to make sure that everything we're doing makes sense, we do it legally. And, you know, it's just a lot of stuff that I don't have to, be there looking over, because we've given them the outline of what we need to have done. And just talking to them, the lawyers and the accountants, think it can be done. Then it goes to the NBA, and basically the NBA does all of those things over again. They go over the contract, read it, making sure it follows all their rules, and they also do a references. They will contact a large number of people that know these two gentlemen, do interviews with them. They will go and get their financial records and go over all of that. So that takes quite a bit of time. Mm-hmm. But the NBA does all that to make sure we get the right partners.
Glenn Taylor is with us, a News Talk 830 WCC, the home of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Glenn, do I have this right? Is your birthday next week? Do you turn 80 next week?
That's right. That has something to do why Glenn is trying to move things along.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, obviously, the two of us have known each other for a long time. Many, many conversations over the years, how much you love this. Is this about just getting older? Is this about the desire to set things up? Why have you decided this is the time to sell the team?
Well, that is the reason. I have seen a number of other franchises where they did not set up the transfer of ownership and the death of the owner. And those particular instances really have, the franchises have fell apart and really got hurt just because they didn't plan. So my health is good. I feel good. I don't think there's anything, you know, I've had the male physical, you know, all of those things. So I feel good and stuff like that. But I just think I owe a responsibility to my family, to the people of Minnesota, to make sure that the transfer of the ownership is done on a timely and positive way. And there's nothing more to it than that. You know, I will miss running it because I love the sport. I love the people involved, but I got to be realistic, and that's what I'm trying to do.
So let's raise one of the greatest concerns. When you stepped in, people were extraordinarily pleased, number one, because the team was going to stay, and number two, you're from the area. Mark Loria and Alex Rodriguez are not from Mankato, and the concern is always going to be in any town, including Minnesota, if owners from somewhere else come in, that at some point soon they're going to take the team and put the team somewhere else where they can make more money. You've said in a couple interviews with other people that you're going to put something in the contract that makes that binding here. Can that legally hold up? Because we've heard this before in other transactions where new owner comes in, they say they're going to keep it, and that within 3-4 years. How can you assure people that when you sell the team, that the Timberwolves are not going anywhere?
So let me explain how that works. Number one, we have it in the contract. They have signed the contract to do that. But let's just say that somehow they were able to break that agreement. So the real agreement is with the NBA. So the NBA will make the decision if somebody's going to move or not move. The NBA will not approve of the Timberwolves moving from here to Seattle. It's in the NBA's interest that in Seattle that a new team is formed. It's an economic decision that's in the interest of all of the owners, because if they start a new team out there, that team is going to have to pay maybe $2 billion to get started out there. And they pay those to the other owners. The present owners are not going to pay $1.5 billion to leave it in Minnesota and then an additional $2 billion to move it out there. That's the way it's really going to go down. That's the assurance that I have that it isn't that they aren't going to move it out there. Economically, it doesn't make sense for the other owners or for them to do that.
Would it help if Adam Silver came out and said that publicly?
No, it isn't going to change any difference. We've already had the discussion as owners. I mean, I'm on the committee. I know that. We've had the discussion within the owners group of what we're going to do and what the future holds for those franchises. So I'm not worried about it. Adam will be in line and in tune with the other owners.
Did Kevin Garnett ever get involved in any serious way with the group?
Well, let me just try to address that. Kevin publicly has said he was interested in getting involved in that. I know that. He has indicated that to me over the years, that he has an interest. But what happened is if he was aligned with a group, and I think he was, but that's my own, that group never submitted a proposal nor asked permission to look at the team or to come up with a price. So I know he was interested. If he could have put together a group and they would have approached me, I would have addressed it just as I would any other group. But that didn't happen. I don't know why it didn't happen. I thought it probably would happen just because he had publicly said that he's interested.
Have any dialogue with him at all the last 6 months or so since you were more public in the sale, or even longer than that?
Just emails.
Just emails. Okay.
Yeah.
Were they positive? Because obviously the relationship at times has been tenuous.
Well, the emails were very positive. I mean, He said that, I have an interest here. I'd like to do it in this type of stuff. I said, I'll make sure your name is submitted to the brokers and your group if they are interested. Obviously, we would have considered them. It never happened.
Okay. Can this franchise financially flourish the way it can against other competitors in the league without a new arena?
Yes.
So you don't think the team needs a new arena?
Oh, I'd like it to get a new arena, but I don't think that's going to happen for quite a while, and therefore we're relying on the city of Minneapolis said that they would keep investing into this arena.
Glenn, I appreciate the time as always. Thank you so much for answering all my questions.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Have a good day.